News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dublin City Council is calling for the introduction of a hotel tourist tax. We're joined by hotelier Lorraine Sweeney and the Green Party councillor for Dublin North Inner City, Janet Horner. Lorraine Sweeney, is it a good idea to have a hotel tourist tax?
No, it's definitely not a good idea. It's another layer of taxation, and I think it would be very negative for the tourism sector. Already, we're passing on all the increased costs in the tourist sector to our guests, and I think this is just a step too far. The VAT increased last year from 9% to 13.5%. We're suffering higher labour costs, higher utility and food costs.
Sorry, I have to clarify that when you say the increase, it was a return to its original rate.
It was a return to its original rate, but we're still post-pandemic and it's still not as what it was prior to the pandemic. But nonetheless, there are many increases in costs, and we as entrepreneurs and hoteliers are having to pass that on to the customer. And this is just another little disincentive for people to come.
Okay. Janet Horner, a cost too far, a step too far?
Well, at the moment what we are proposing is a very modest charge. So even a 1% increase or a 1% hotel bed tax would generate something like 12 million to be put back into Dublin every year. And, you know, I am often, for example, on the radio here discussing some of the issues of Dublin and some of the issues that make it an unattractive city for visitors to come to, that the roads aren't been well looked after, that there's too much dereliction in the city, that there's safety issues in the city centre. And we're often discussing these ad nauseum about why these are problems for attracting visitors to Dublin as well. But if we to fix a lot of those problems, we do need a much more empowered city council. And we can't expect it just to be the residents of the city to pay the way for
okay.
that.
How about
and
that?
For visitors,
how about
millions
that, Lorraine?
Every year
how about
not
that,
have to pay the way.
Lorraine, how but about
really
that?
What Janet is admitting that the city council is not doing their job.
In fairness, hang on, I have to clarify. That's not what she's saying. She's saying they need to be better.
Well, that's what
better.
I'm interpreting.
Well, no, but that is not what she's saying.
They're not providing good enough services, but they're already...
She's saying they need to be better funded. That's the point she's making.
They need to be better funded, but like 12 million is not a mean sum to take out of the pocket of the tourist that's coming into the country. And what I believe is that the council is already well... We're paying very high commercial rates. There's a high property tax that the normal person is paying. And... yes, she's correct. The city is not good enough. I trade in O'Connell Street in two locations. And, you know, visiting every week as I do, I see that the council is not doing their job. But the easy thing for them to do is to just charge 12 million and punish the tourists.
Can I just ask you, just
them
very
not
quickly,
doing their job well enough.
Can I just, before I bring Janet back in, I was in Bordeaux last week. Paid a hotel charge. Like, in the overall context of what the holiday cost, it was nothing. It didn't even, whatever it was that I paid, it was like, I don't know, €2 a head or something. Like, you wouldn't even get a taxi for half that amount or for twice that amount.
And it is a 12 million
my point, no, but my point is, it didn't make a wet of difference to my holiday. It wouldn't influence my thinking whatsoever on where I went on holidays.
Well, Bordeaux is not Dublin, right? And Dublin is a very expensive city. And
I don't want to go down the Bordeaux rabbit hole. Bordeaux is just as expensive as Dublin.
Okay, well, just as a matter of interest, the Minister for Tourism, Catherine Martin, is not fully committed to this. She believes that it has to have a thorough assessment before deciding. And, you know, really, it should be for the Minister for Tourism and for bigger bodies, bigger than Dublin City Council to decide this issue. This is a major.
How about that, Janet change. Horner, that it's you're going beyond your remit here, that this should be a decision for the tourism minister to make?
Well, I guess what we are saying, we're aware that we need primary legislation to be enacted in order for us to bring in something like this. But what we have said as a council at the moment is we are committed to seeking that from central government. We believe as a council, as people who represent this city, that our city deserves a lot better. We need to be investing in it. We need to have an empowered city council, a well-funded city council. And that means not just charging the residents of the city. It also means charging the millions of people who enjoy visiting our city for the most part every year. here, but sometimes they're let down by the poor services just as much as the residents are. So we want to see that changing. We want to see Dublin as a really world-class city for people to visit in, for people to live in, for people to work in. And we are asking central government now very clearly that we want to see primary legislation introduced to enable us to bring
Lorraine,
in a hotel bed tax.
Lorraine Sweeney.
Well, your Green Minister says that it's not a straightforward issue, as large amounts of taxation from revenue already go from tourism to government, and that there's lots of, this is, I'm quoting from her, there's lots of issues that need to be teased out about it. Who will pay it, for example? I mean, this is a key question. If you ask hotels to pay this, and this is the minister herself asking this question, who will pay it?
How about that, Janice?
I just want to ask Janice, how would she propose if hoteliers are to collect the tax, how would you propose dealing with Airbnb on it?
Well, I think Airbnb is a separate issue, and we are very much keen to clamp down on that, as is the minister, to make it a much more regulated sector. But in the meantime, what we are looking at for this is a tax that will be collected and retained by the City Council, though not be sent through to central government, and it would have a direct impact on the ability of the City Council to deliver.
Would it not be fairer if Airbnb was also charged this? Is there not an inequity there?
I think Airbnb is being brought through a separate regulatory process at the moment, which will mean that it is a much, much more regulated sector. And whether it falls inside or outside this tax would be within the scope of that regulation, I think, to look at. But I'm not too sure where that would be at the moment.
OK, brief final word from each of you. Lorraine, you first.
From Lorraine. IBEC is opposed to it. Fáilte Ireland is opposed to it. Anybody in the hotel sector is opposed to it. And as the Green Minister says, it needs a thorough assessment before implementing, because there's already a lot of money going
to
Dublin City Council.
Janet Horne, a final word to you.
We have hotel bed taxes in cities and countries all around Europe at the moment. It's a very normal thing to be expected to pay if you visit another city. We want to invest in our city. This is one of the revenue-raising powers that we desperately need if we want to see our city live up to its full potential.
OK, we will leave it there. Thanks to hotelier Lorraine Sweeney and Green Party Councillor Janet Horner. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.